Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Nate the World, the podcast. Whatever platform brought you here today, I want to thank you for following along. On today's episode, we will be discussing some things I've learned after 36 years of living on this planet. Enjoy. In a hospital in the Air Force town of Altus, Oklahoma, I came kicking and screaming into this world. As my mother held me tightly, the dreams she had for my life were beginning to be realized. With time marching on, I would begin having some say over my own destiny. This dance would deliver me to moments perfectly planned and others I never assumed would be meant for me. With each passing year, the idea of how finite our time is would be cemented in my mind. In an instant, I was pulled from the cosmic darkness and delivered to this world. In another moment, I will be lost to time and space forever. As I approach the hill that is the middle of my life, I can't help but think of the time that has passed me by and the time standing before me. It all seems to be going by so very fast. Yet there is still so much to do. Wrestling with these two ideas, I want to take a different approach to this annual letter and try my hand at one of these lists. Below are 36 things I know to be true in celebration of my 36 years of living. I hope you enjoy and can relate to more than a few. No harm. No harm has ever come from glancing at the dessert menu. Call your mom and dad. Love unconditionally. And if for some reason you find that impossible, then please, for the rest of us, learn to mind your own business. Forgiveness is freeing, but so is seeking to be forgiven. People who don't read are boring. It is perfectly acceptable to shut down a bar in your 30s. Just don't make a habit of it. If the conversation is mind-blowing, order another round. Hike your own hike. Writers write to be read. Give them some love. We put too much faith in presidents and angels and too little in each other. The older I get, the more I cry, and I really don't give a damn about who knows it. You have too much stuff. We are our most powerful selves with our backs against the wall. Life is too short to live somewhere that doesn't make you happy. Staring at the stars is a great way to check your ego. Homeless people are people. Treat them accordingly. If the meal you're cooking isn't made with love, check the people surrounding you. Have 5 cocktail recipes memorized. Not all heroes wear capes. Create something, anything, every day. Quit waiting on politicians and nonprofit employees to change the world. Student loans are the absolute devil. If you're sick, stay home. Don't be an ass. Uncles are underrated. Everyone is staring at the man effortlessly layered in fall clothing. Standing on a ridgeline overlooking a valley will always make you feel small. We give curse words too much power. Ice cream for breakfast never feels wrong. People call who they truly want to talk to. Life is very short, and we aren't promised tomorrow. Joblessness is freeing. Life is too short to wake up every day to go to a job you hate. Leaders of integrity are the men and women you should choose to emulate. The purpose of work has to be about more than making money. Literally laugh out loud. It is so very healing. Coffee is proof the universe loves us. And finally, reflection is meant for more than mirrors. Now, some closing thoughts. As always, I want to thank you for listening. If you're enjoying this podcast, please share it and recommend it to your friends. I would absolutely adore you for doing that. Be sure to subscribe to Nate the World, the podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. Visit my website for more original pieces at natetheworld.com and follow Nate the World on your favorite social media platform. If it's popular, I'm probably there. In fact, head over to any number of them right now and let's talk. Finally, we launched a Patreon page at patreon.com/natetheworld. If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us. And remember, original content takes time and it is anything but free. Speaking of supporters, I want to thank our very first supporter of this podcast. I want to thank Patreon supporter Bill Dugovich, a longtime friend and fellow Rotarian, for supporting me. Until next time, be good to each other. Bye.